just recording this for a podcast, so if you want to hear it again, but you folks probably won't need to. So what are we writing papers on?
Our research paper on whether or not, I have this happen today, so I'm not really sure what it's all about yet, but whether or not, I'm on the defendant's side, arguing whether or not we can get her off for kiddie porn charges.
Get acquitted.
Other topics?
Mine is the family medical leave act, something about that. I got that assignment after we were in the library this morning.
Okay.
And I was like, that's why she was checking this particular volume or whatever. So.
Okay.
Oh, mine's about copyright.
Copyright?
And I'm writing a paper on the executive, I guess the president's authority to enforce ICJ decisions domestically.
Okay.
Mine is in the realm of copyright also, the recent bill proposed for design protection.
Very interesting.
I don't know what mine is yet.
Okay.
I will know soon.
Okay. You folks are first years?
Mm-hmm.
This really isn't designed for what you need to do. You're more than welcome to stay, but what you need to do is more traditional legal research in the digest, some of which, at least for you, we did in the workshops. You're more than welcome to stay. I'm not sure how much what I'm going to do today is going to help you for your particular assignments. Okay, but what we're going to dive into are, first I'm going to talk a little bit about topic selection, since we at least have one person here, and some of the resources I'll show you for topic selection actually will be useful for topic research as well. Come on in. I know, it's a difficult one to find. Come on in and join us. We're just getting started. I'm going to start in about topic selection. My handout's in the middle of the table. And there are a few good resources online. If you're not quite sure what you're writing on, or you maybe have an idea like copyright, but not sure what area you want to write in copyright, and I'm starting here, as you can see, feel free to follow along on your laptop if you are so inclined, but you don't have to. I'm starting here at the law school's website. I'm guessing you all can find this without a problem, and I'm just going to click on one of the links here, current students. You all are. And you can get to the library's page down here, but I prefer to show folks this little library link tucked up in the corner because that's going to be on all the law school pages. So wherever you wind up, if you want to get to the library website, that's the place to go. Okay. So the first place we're going to start in terms of topic selection, of course, are newspapers. Someone was telling me about the recent, I guess it was the bill passed yet, or
it's pending.
So if you're interested in a particular area like copyright or healthcare or the internet, law on the internet, see what's going on in the newspaper. Lexis, Westlaw, the web, you name it. I'm sure you folks do that on a regular basis, so I won't go into much more detail. As you can see on your handout, another great way is to check for organizations in the area. If it's, for instance, I'm going to talk a little bit about health, an issue in healthcare, so maybe I would want to go to the American Medical Association. If you know the association, the name of the association you want to go to, of course, just pop the name into Google and you can find it easily enough. But if you're not too sure, for instance, copyright, maybe the Copyright Clearance Center, I'm not too sure that's so great. Remember, there's still directories out there. We sort of forget they're out there on the web, but the Yahoo directory is actually really good because, and let's see if I can open up that real quick. Yahoo.com. The website is on your handout here. What I really like about the Yahoo directory, amongst many things, is that it has an entry. Oh, here's intellectual property. So it's for organizations. So I don't have to guess. It also has an entry for government agencies, which is the other place to start to get to know about a topic, see what's hot, see what you might want to write on, is to go to the relevant government agency. So for copyright, it might be the Library of Congress, because they do a lot with copyright. One other really good resource, and here we're going to go back to the library's website, and I'm going to go to the library's online resources down here in the left. And we're going to come back to this online resources page a lot. You'll notice there's a subject list, so you'll want to investigate that. But where I'm going to go first is here on the left, a place called the BNA Online Resources. BNA is just a publisher. Don't worry about what it stands for, honestly. Bureau of National Affairs, if you're interested. But what BNA does is it publishes current reports, sometimes daily, sometimes weekly, for practitioners. And this is a great place to see what's going on in your particular field currently. So if you were to scroll down to intellectual property, there we go. I might want to check out the patents, trademark, and copyright law daily to see what's going on. And I can look at all the issues, and this comes out every day, as it suggests. So I might want to go back a few days, a few weeks, just to see what's out there, what's going on. And last but not least, we're going to go on to Lexis and Westlaw, and we'll come back to these databases also. I'm going to start on Westlaw. A lot of you like to start here on the Law School tab. That's perfectly fine, although just remember when you graduate, you won't see it anymore. So you'll want to get to know Westlaw a little bit better than just from this tab. You can actually add tabs, so there's subject tabs, there's jurisdictional tabs. I'm not going to go into that now, just as a heads up. Question? BNA from the library homepage. Just going to back up here. Not at all. Library homepage, online resources is down here in the left. And then BNA is also here in the left. I'll show you other ways of getting to BNA as well. Back to Westlaw. Oh, by the way, do chime in with questions if you have any. What I'm going to do, and one way to get to know Westlaw other than the Law School tab, is to get to know the directory, which is always, that link is always up there. And one way to get to know an area, and this is both to figure out what you might want to write on, but once you've decided what you write on, is to go to the topical practice areas. And obviously figure out which one is yours, and again we'll scroll down to intellectual property. And you'll see a couple of different entries here. Actually, you'll see BNA here, too. You can search BNA on Lexis and Westlaw. I prefer using their website because I think it's just easier. And it's just easier to see the different features that they have. But for those looking for a topic or looking to hone in or narrow a topic, daily reports and current developments on Westlaw now, again, gives you some BNA stuff, but gives you the Westlaw topical highlights. So, again, if you want to narrow down your topic a bit. Also very nice are the law reviews, bar journals, and legal periodicals, so you can start to do your search on your substantive topic for those of you who've already narrowed it down. And you'll find these headings and all the different topics on Westlaw, which is nice. So even though I'm focusing on IP just because a couple people mentioned it, and also forms and treatises. Another thing you want to know on Westlaw, and I'm sort of getting more into the research end of things rather than the topic selection, but you can use it for both, is a database called TPALL. And I just enter it in the search for a database box here, or for those of you who like the Law School tab, down here, search for a database, just in that box, enter the same thing, TPALL. Again, that's on your handout. And click on Go. And this searches all of the texts, so the treatises, all of those wonderful secondary sources that you learned about in first year or are learning about now in first year. This will search them all. It's not narrowed by subject, so you have to alter your search a little bit. So for those of you interested in copyright, you may want to add that term, whereas you didn't have to do that before when we were in the copyright topic. But this is just a great way to pull up, just to get a start. If you're really just kind of lost and don't know where to start, this is a good place to just get a sense of what's out there. Another one I want to show you is Lexis, because this has an interesting feature. Again, I just signed into Lexis. They have this nice section, Area of Law by Topic, right here in the directory. And it logged me out. It's not supposed to do that. No, don't remember mine. Sorry about this, folks. Wasn't supposed to do that. Yay. Okay. So, area of law by topic, and for whatever reason, Lexis lists it as copyright law, so you have to be a little creative and look at all the topics and see which one fits best. And what Lexis does, again, in all of the different topics, is it has this search analysis, law reviews, and law journals. So it'll list some of the top treatises up here, or if you click on this link, you'll get the full listing. And what Lexis does, which is kind of new, is emerging issues. So again, if you're looking for a topic, or yours is a very hot topic, this might be worth searching. And in each topic, the emerging issues are going to look very different. So here in copyright, they list a lot of cases, because I guess there are a lot of hot cases going on now in copyright. In other topics, they'll have newsletter listings, they'll have different types of listings. And even down here in the news, you can, of course, the New York Times isn't legal, but you can see what the New York Times has had to say in this issue. It's already narrowed it down to your topic, copyright. Wall Street Journal, and also scroll down here just a bit more, and legal news. So here's some legal news letters, legal news journals having to do with copyright. So all good places to get started, not only to get a topic, but to start your research. Okay. My hypothetical for the day actually is kind of related. It's related to the internet, not really copyright, and that's going to be a question that I got from a recent fellow who graduated last year, who was looking for the law on the use of electronic signatures in the healthcare field. And I thought that's kind of an interesting topic. I wouldn't mind researching that someday if I had the time. So I would start that, as I said, by going to the topical databases on Lexis and Westlaw that we've already looked at. And probably I would start there under healthcare. So I'm not going to go through that again unless there are questions. So the topical database in Westlaw, the areas of law by topic on Lexis, we've kind of done that already. Then the next place I would go would be back to the online resources subject list. And now, unfortunately, where the technology is right now in terms of database researching, you kind of have to know whether you want to look for articles or for books. Honestly, I know when you're doing your research, you just want to find good information. You don't really care whether it's an article or a book, unless your professor said, find me 5 articles. But what you need to know for now is whether you're looking for articles or books, or probably really to do a good paper, you're going to do both. So what I'm going to do now is talk a little bit about finding articles and then talk a little bit about finding books, only because the resources are different. So right now we're going to go into article finding. And where I'm going to go is, first I'm going to point out Hine Online. A lot of you may have already heard about that, a great place to get law review articles in PDF format. The thing about Hine Online is the search engine isn't good. So Hine Online is a great place to go when you already have a site and you just want to download it. But what we're going to do is, if we want to find the articles, we're going to go to the Index to Legal Periodicals. I kind of skimmed over Lexis and Westlaw in terms of doing law review searches, because I'm guessing you all have done that already. Are you all comfortable with that? JLR on Westlaw and the law review database on Lexis, whichever one you like better, and full text searching. And that's great, but I don't know if you've done other research in the journals in Lexis and Westlaw. Sometimes when you do the full text, you get like 800 hits and the first 20 aren't remotely relevant. If that happens, those are great resources to try, because sometimes you find great stuff. But if that happens to you where you're doing a search on the law review database in Westlaw or the law review database in Lexis and you're getting way too many hits and nothing that sounds relevant, this Index to Legal Periodicals is a great place to go. A lot of folks don't know about it, so that's why I like to show it in this workshop. And again, just to review how I got there, I was at the library homepage. I went to online resources, to article finding. And here under article finding, Index to Legal Periodicals. Not foreign, just regular legal periodicals. Actually, the index isn't. So that you want to jot down. This is the index to legal periodicals. I'm not. Hein Online is just if you already have a citation, which I'll actually show you in a sec. Okay, so I'm interested in electronic signatures in the healthcare world. Oops. I'm going to click on Start. And sure enough, electronic signatures in e-healthcare. Now, it's a student author, so it may be a little less authoritative, but it's certainly a heck of a good place to start my research, because this student will have done some research and been citing to a lot of great stuff. And just by contrast, to give you an example of what I'm talking about here, I'm back in Westlaw now. I'm just going to the JLR database, which is the database for law reviews. Again, you can find it easily through the Law School tab as well. And I'm going to do the same exact search, electronic signatures. And I'm putting that in quotes because I want it as a phrase. And healthcare, also in quotes because I want it as a phrase. And we'll just search the Westlaw Law Review. Now, this is full text. And usually you think full text is much better. But as you can see, I get 336. That's going to take me an awful long time to look through. And these first few, let's see, what's this? Complying with campaign finance lobbying, not on point. Real estate and the statute of frauds. Okay, that's real estate. Something to do with electronic signatures, but again, not copyright licensing. For some reason, copyright seems to be the theme of the day. But nothing on point. I'm sure I could go through, I would go through a lot more than just three, but what I'm hoping to illustrate to you is that the JLR search, the search on the usual law review search on Lexis and Westlaw can be good, but a lot of times it won't be, so that's why getting to know the index to legal periodicals. Oh, no, that's not the right one. It's here somewhere. Oh, here it is, sorry. Getting to know the index to legal periodicals can be a really powerful tool. Again, it depends on your topic. The other thing about the index to legal periodicals, like I like to show folks, and this is a good strategy to know in just about any electronic resource, is most of them, if indexes, will have some sort of subject listing. So here it turns out my subject listings are digital signatures and healthcare industry. I was thinking electronic, but of course it's the same thing, right? So I'm going to just go back up here, go to advanced search, and instead of electronic, which it put in there for me, which is what I had typed in, I'll just type the word digital. Leave healthcare. And it turns out, unfortunately, I still get the same one. So I didn't do any better. Now, the other thing you want to remember to do is be a little creative in the use of your terms. So I know digital signatures is a term that the index uses, but this healthcare, I might also want something medically related. So what I'm doing here is I'm typing in the root of the word medicine with the asterisk, so I get medical, medicine, and the other variations. And here it turns out I get yet another student note. So this is a popular area, e-form consent, evaluating the interplay between technology and informed consent. Informed consent is an issue in healthcare. Now this may or may not be related to what I'm worried about, but I'm certainly going to take a look again to see if I can get other research leads from this article. Okay. So that is the index legal periodicals. Any questions? Again, I'm not saying don't go to Lexis and Westlaw full text because it's great, but a lot of times, like what happened to me, you may not get the best results. So I'm going to come back here to the Law Library online resources page and just take a look at that subject listing. And I'm interested in healthcare. You'll see there's an intellectual property There's an intellectual property heading up here for those of you doing your papers in copyright. Again, we're on the online resources for the Law Library home. But let's just take a quick pop into health law. And here you'll see some of those BNA titles. So this is another way to get to BNA without worrying about that whole BNA subject listing. So for those interested in intellectual property, what you'll see actually are some of the BNA titles we saw before. So this is just another way to get to those BNA titles. And again, those will be really useful because those are going to have the most up-to-date references to cases, discussions about some of the more current things that you're all thinking about writing on. Okay, the other thing you want to know about when writing a paper are the non-legal resources. And this may or may not be relevant for the intellectual property, but the way you get there is here through the, again, the university. You'll see this on the Law Library's online resources, and we're just going to the university libraries. And there are other ways you can get to this, but this is basically the ACSIN databases. And I'm clicking here on research databases, and you might want to try general and interdisciplinary. I would also, for my topic, try medicine and health. A couple of databases I'm going to highlight. There's Academic Search Premier, and this is just a multi. So if you wanted to get the business angle to your issue, or you want to see, for whatever reason, what non-legal scholars are writing about, Academic Search Premier is a great place to go. You see the familiar multi-box search engine, so you just put in your terms in the different boxes. And what I didn't show you is once you get a reference, like we did, remember, in the index to legal periodicals, I could just copy and paste the title into Westlaw and pull it up that way. The problem with the index to legal periodicals, let's see if I can get back to it here. No, it's not going to let me get back. But the problem with it is that it doesn't give you the full text. So one thing I can do, let's see if I can pull up my search real quick here. Yay, you remembered it. Doesn't really matter what I have in there. One thing I can do is just copy and paste the title, put it into Westlaw, and pull it up on Westlaw, which is kind of nice. And then back here in Westlaw, I'm already in the JLR database. And again, I put my title in quotes because I want it to appear as a phrase in Westlaw. Hine Online might be another place to get it. I'm not sure if the Journal of Law and Health is on Hine Online, but I'd go into Hine Online and check it out. Another way to check out, especially the non-legal journals, is something called Journal Finder, and that is on your handout here. And remember here back at the University Libraries page where we found research databases? Journal Finder is right below this. So I would type in my journal title now, not the article title, but the journal title, Journal of Law and Health. And actually, I don't even know if it's on here. Hey, it is. Very cool. And actually, it is on Hine Online. Hine Online is indexed through Journal Finder as well. So this would be another way I could find that article. Okay, I'm going to go back. I know I'm going back and forth here a bit. Oh, it's not going to let me out. Back here on the online resources page from the Law Library, again, here's our subject listing. And I'm going to go back into article finding and then just talk a little bit about what's called remote access. You can do exactly what I've done here at Hofstra. If you want to access this at home, unfortunately, again, where the technology is on this campus is you have to be aware whether it's a law school database or an ACSIN database, and we try to tell you that here if you go through the research databases page, through the AXIM page, it's definitely an AXIM database. And the reason you have to know the difference is that if you try to access these from home, so if you go to the Index of Legal Periodicals at home, I can't pop it up here because we're on campus, but what's going to pop up is a box asking you for your name and your 700 number. It'll ask you. So that's all you have to put in, essentially, and that'll give you access from home. If you're accessing from the AXIM Research Databases page where we just were, see if I can get there. Here we go. Then it's going to ask you for your Novell username and password. That's what you log if you use the lab upstairs. That's what you log into the lab computers upstairs. It'll look very different, and it should tell you what it needs, but just so you know that there is a difference, because that causes everybody, your professors, everybody, confusion. As I said, unfortunately, that's just where the technology is at the moment. Okay, any questions so far about article finding? I've gone back and forth a little bit between the law library's online resources and AXIM's online resources. We've looked at the Index of Legal Periodicals, and of course we've looked at Lexis and Westlaw. Now let's talk about books. One way to find out what books, you will find some treatises on Lexis and Westlaw. And that's the nice thing about that Westlaw TPL database. You don't have to worry whether it's an article, whether it's a book. Search TPL and you'll find what's available on Westlaw. Unfortunately, not everything that's good is available on Westlaw. You'll find different materials on Lexis, again, treatises as well as articles. To find out what we have here at Hofstra, I'm actually just going to go back. Now we're back at the law library's homepage, and I'm just going to go to our catalog. And you can put in a keyword search. Actually, I rather prefer the guided or advanced search is what this really is, because it gives me those several boxes. So I could put in copyright and DCMA or whatever else, and this will pull up whatever book titles we have. So you want to be a little bit more general when you're searching this, because this isn't searching the full text of the book. It's really just searching the title and those subject entries I showed you. Another place to go, of course, here at Hofstra, we don't have every title that might be useful, unfortunately. Another place to go is a database called WorldCat. And here again on the library's homepage, you'll find it down here on the right. Also see the University Libraries link is here as well. And WorldCat is essentially a database of many, many libraries' catalogs. So it's not just Hofstra's, but it's a whole lot of other libraries as well. So there's going to be a lot more titles to choose from. And again, you see the multi-box search interface here, and just plug in your terms and see what might be out there. If you do find a title and then you check Hofstra's catalog and we don't have it, then we can interlibrary loan it for you. And just come to one of the desks up at the library and we'll show you how that works. Okay, of course, there's the web. There's always the good old Google search. What I would suggest, though, rather than regular Google, is try, have any of you heard of Google Scholar? And this is kind of random. I wouldn't only do research on Google Scholar, but I definitely take my search terms and plug it in and see what we get. And you'll get all sorts. I say random because I don't know the rhyme or reason of how they decide what goes up there. But it's certainly worth searching. It's easy enough. And it's just scholar.google.com, or you can just put in Google Scholar in Google and pull it up. And likewise, and they're not the same. I'm not quite sure why they're not the same. I have to find that out someday. There's Google Books. Google has been working with various very large research university libraries to make books available on the internet. Now, not all of them are available from beginning to end. So what you'll see when I do search books on Google Books now, this is slightly different than Google Scholar, is some of them will tell me limited preview. So if this might be something I would definitely check the library Hofstra catalog to see if we have this. If we do, great, I'm going to go find it. If we don't, I'm going to go to the reference desk and ask the librarian, how do I get it on interlibrary loan? And this is just another great way of finding out about books on your topic. And again, it's books.google.com, or just put in Google Books and Google and you'll pull it up. Another nice way to do research is to, especially legal research, is to find a good legal-oriented free website on the web. And my favorite by far is the Legal Information Institute. And again, I'm sorry, I didn't put this on the handout. I really should have. On the next update, it will be there. And this will get you into a lot of different types of legal material, and you can investigate it later. What I'm going to show you today is the Law About. And as it happens, lucky for me, Law About has not that many topics, but it does have intellectual property. That is, if I can get the mouse to do what I want it to do. So let's try that again. Intellectual property. There we go. And the trickiest part of this is realizing that this entire blank screen is all that there is, and I need to click on copyright. Took me a while. It gives you an overview, so it gets you immediately into where in the statutes, where in the federal statutes is copyright law. It talks a little bit about the Constitution, because, of course, copyright is mentioned in the Constitution. Gives you some resources here on the left. It gets you into the regulations, because in copyright you will want to check not only the statutes, but the regulations. Out of the Copyright Office, gives you some major decisions, historical decisions, international material, because of course, especially these days, copyright has a lot of international ramifications, and then these other references, and this is another way to get out some of those organizations, some of those government agencies that have to do with your area. So we see the Copyright Office and the Patent and Trademark, Copyright Clearance Center, some working centers, European Union, if you have an international bent. The ABA section, that would definitely be worth taking a look at and see what the ABA. And then it gives you some other, actually, print references that you can follow up here in the library. So this is just a good all-around legal site to get you just about anywhere you want to go in terms of accessing legal materials, as well as giving you some references to government, to agencies that we talked about, to some of those organizations that might be interested, that might have some interesting material for you. I'm going to go back to the library homepage one more time. That's the library homepage there. And under this research link, we have our online resources, but we also have research guides, of which this is one, the paper writing resources one, just updated today. I'll have to update it again. But you can see some research guides on general research. We have some of these printed out by the reference desk, but not all of them, so definitely come here to the website. And then we have by jurisdiction, and then topical. So again, depending on, you may or may not find anything here, depending on our topic. For instance, we don't have an intellectual property one yet, unfortunately, but we do have the paper writing resources. So if you misplace what you picked up today, it'll be here. And last, but most definitely not least, you are more than welcome, of course, to come to the reference desk, but also to make an appointment with any one of us at the reference desk so that we don't get interrupted with other questions. You can come to our office and we'll sit down and we'll try to get you started and answer whatever questions you have. And that's also not a one-time offer. You can come back as much as you like. Any questions? I threw a whole lot at you really quick, but hopefully you have a sense of what's out there and you can refer back to the handout, come ask questions. That was useful.
It definitely was. I wish I knew, the special part about choosing a topic. I really find a topic.
It would have been helpful if I didn't whisper.
Okay.
That was really good. I didn't realize that there's so much on the Hofstra website.
Yeah.
I always just go straight to
Westlaw,
and that's it.
Yeah.
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 Or I get 900 options that have nothing to do with what I want to know.
Yeah, we're just finishing up. You're welcome to a handout, though. And it will be podcast once we get the file up on the web, so hopefully in a week or less.
Thanks very much.
You are quite welcome.